From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Here's the latest on the U.S. presidential campaign. The two main candidates, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, spoke Thursday night at an annual Catholic charity event in New York. The Al Smith dinner featured the two candidates trading what were intended to be humorous barbs. Both candidates received negative responses from the audience when their remarks became especially barbed. Earlier in the day, Republican Donald Trump indicated that he would conditionally accept the result of the November 8th U.S. election.
That I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
Trump had declined to say specifically that he would do so when asked the night before during a debate with Clinton. Both candidates are heading into the final stretch of the presidential campaign. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group is going much faster than expected. The Pentagon announced today that a U.S. service member has died, killed in an explosion in northern Iraq. The international community moved Thursday to step up pressure on Syria and its allies to end the bombing of eastern Aleppo and to allow aid workers in and civilians out of the besieged city. At an informal meeting of the UN General Assembly called by Canada with the support of 70 countries, many members urged the rare use of a mechanism that allows the Assembly to convene an emergency special session when the Security Council is deadlocked and unable to act to maintain international peace and security. This is VOA News.